Yerushalmi Trim Reis, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Nun Daled. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Daled Amud Aleph at the top of the page. Leminid Tzucha, Rabbi Yosi, Haydin Rabbi Yosi, Hahu, Tataninan, Tamon, Hakoyeth, Eshema, Le Yishmila, Aznoi, Yotza, Rabbi Yosi, Oime, Lo Yotza. The Mishnah taught that a Cheresh, who can speak but not hear, should not separate Trimmer, but if he did, it's valid. This was needed according to Rabbi Yosi, who says in a Mishnah in Mesachas Brochus that if a person recited the Shema without his ears hearing it, he has not fulfilled his obligation. In contrast, such a cheresh separating trimmer is valid even though he didn't hear his recital of the bracha. Taman taninan, hakog sheim lekoyes a megillah, chutz mecher shoyte v'katan. The Mishnah Megillah says that all may read the Megillah except a cheresh, an insane person, and a child. Amr of Masna, Rabbi Yosi hi, and Rabbi Masna said that Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yosi. Amr Rabbi Yosi, habinan savrin meima ma'pligen Rabbi Yosi v'rabbonon bekriyashma dechsiv bashma. Ha'asha'a kol ha'mitzvahs lo'i. Rabbi Yosi this. The Amor Rabbi Yosi says that originally we thought that Rabbi Yosi, the Tana, and the Chachomim disagree over reciting the Shema, as the Pasuk there says, here. But in all other mitzvahs, there's no such requirement. Bima da'ama Rav Masna, Rabbi Yosi ha'da'ama, hi krishma hisha ha'mitzvahs shebatorah. But from the statement of Rav Masna that we just had about in the Mishnah in Megillah, that it's according to Rabbi Yosi, this shows that the disagreement between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi must apply in all mitzvahs. My time with Rabbi Yosi, ve'azan to mitzvah isav, ve'goyme, shema la'aznecha ma'shepicha medabe. And the Gemara asks, well, what is this Rabbi Yosi's source for this requirement for all of the mitzvahs? And it comes from the Pasuk in Shmois, Pek Tezvav, Pasuk Chavov, and listen to his mitzvahs, make heard to your ears that which your mouth speaks. Amr of Chista, leis kan cheresh, Eshkeres Loshen hi Masnisa. Rav Chista says that the Mishnah Megillah should not teach the case of Cheresh, as a mute cannot read the Megillah. It was written there merely because of the habit of Mishnayos of always writing together the three cases of Cheresh, Shoyte, V'Katan, the Cheresh to the insane person and the child. Amir Yosi Mistavra, Yodi, Rav Chista, Betrumah, Dehi, Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi the Amor says it's logical that Rav Chista would agree that the Mishnah about Trumah is according to Rav Yosi. Amir Ribun, Alkochach, Itma, Dehi, Rabbi Yosi, Detaninan, Chamishsoi, Kadmaisa, Rotin Taninasa, Imhoin, Vimishim Shein Trumasan Truma, Vahataninan, Chamishsoi, Achoyasa, Rotaninasa, Imhoin, Hari Sofimimimimim, Rabbi Yosi. Ribun says that the Mishnah itself shows it was authored by Rabbi Yosi, as the beginning of the Mishnah taught that five should not separate, and if they did, it is not valid, and the list didn't include a cheresh who cannot speak. And if you suggest it's because they are not valid, but for such a cheresh it would be valid, why then is it absent from the later Mishnah that listed people who should not separate trimmer, but if they did it was valid? Rather, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi, and the reason it wasn't recorded in the list of five is because it's the subject of a dispute. Taman taninan hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah chutz mecher shoyte v'katan. The Mishnah Maseches Chagiga says that all are obligated to be seen in the temple on the festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, except for a cheresh, an insane person, and a child. Havaya b'shem Rebbe Elazar leman yishmeun v'leman yilameidun ad kedoyin medaber v'ein ha'shemeh, ha'shemeh v'ein medaber. So the Havaya quoting Rebbe Elazar says that a cheresh is exempt because the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, in order that you'll hear and in order that you'll learn. And this only excludes one who can speak but cannot hear. What about one who can hear but cannot speak? Rabbi Hillel b'shem Rabbi Elazar leman yilmudun uleman yilamedun. Rabbi Hillel quoting Rabbi Elazar says that it's written leman yilmudun in order that you will learn, but it should be read as leman yilamedun in order that you will teach, which requires the ability to speak. Amr Yoina had the Amr the leis klalin the Rebbe klalin. I should say Tanin and cheresh shedibur chachamim b'chol mokim she'ein lo yishmeu lo medaber. That Rabbi Yonah says that this means that the rule of Rabbi taught in the Mishnah earlier that the standard cheresh of Chazal is one who cannot hear or speak. Well, if that isn't always accurate, as we found, the one who can hear but cannot speak is called a cheresh, and one can speak but not hear is also called a cheresh. V'atanin and cheresh shecholat v'achereshes shecholza v'acholetzes lekotn chalisas v'psula v'amav yoichon b'she'ein yochonin loyma v'amar v'amra v'taninan cheresh yedibur chachomim v'chol mokem she'ein eloi shemeya v'loi medabe. Another example is the Mishnah in Yevamos, a cheresh that performed chalitza, and a chereshes, it's a female cheresh that performed chalitza, and a woman who performed chalitza with a child, the chalitza is invalid. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this applies in a case when he or she couldn't say the required declarations that are written in the Pesukim, then Dvarim Chof Hei, And this shows that even if someone can hear, they could still be called a cheresh if they cannot speak. This is the first support for Rabbi Yonah, who said that Rabbi's rule isn't always accurate.